Well, Jason, here we are once again talking about the world of business. And about once a week, I give a visit to the Ramada Palms. I go to visit Lucas Pipe and Tobacco. And I have noticed that there is a renaissance happening at the Ramada Palms. Why is that?
They have done a lot of work there, and you've been able to see most of it happen. They're under new management, under new ownership since March. And they've done a lot of work. I had a chance to go sit down and visit with them a couple of weeks ago and see some of the work that they've done. I was talking to Keith Martin, the new general manager, and he said that they're working really hard to make it, you know, not only a place for travelers on I-10, but to bring it back to what it used to be. It was a destination for locals. It was a hot spot at night, and people would go down there on weekends, and they're trying to bring some of that back. But they had a lot of work to do to get it to where it is now. They had to completely re-roof the building.
I know they started out with a lot of to-do lists on things that needed to be done.
Yeah, there was a lot of work. They had to re-roof. Enough moisture had gotten into some of the rooms that some of the rooms just weren't usable anymore. They had been shut off for a while. So they renovated those. They did some work to change some of the rooms into suites. They added two new suites. They kept the two existing suites they had, including the Lou Henson suite that's still there, still as is. And then added a couple more. One of them they call the Cactus Dog Suite. And it's really
Cactus Dog Suite. Okay.
And it's really interesting. One of the things they're doing is trying to make it more canine friendly. So they've got this Cactus Dog Suite. It's a two-room suite. Each of the rooms in it has a little built-in doggy bed. And they have now on the ground floor a total of 10 rooms. They've added outside doors as well as the inside door so that, you know, when Fido needs a walk, you don't have to take him all the way through the hotel out to the back. You can just open the door on your room, go out with him, come back in. You know, a lot more people are traveling with pets now, so that's one of the amenities that they've added. The other one is room 251. It's really nice. This is my favorite one. I could probably live there. It's got hardwood floors. It's got an upstairs view over the interior courtyard, a little faux fireplace in the living area. And interestingly enough, these rooms used to be the sewing rooms. I guess back in the day when they were taking care of their own linen and taking care of their own drapery.
Oh, interesting.
And it has just fantastic light. I can see why it's the sewing room. But now it's been converted. It's this really nice retreat. You know, I'd be perfectly happy up there with a cup of tea and a book and just watching the world go by. They've updated the decor all through the building. They've added high-def TV to all the rooms. They've got great Wi-Fi now. They've kind of spruced up a little bit downstairs, but kept a lot of the old wrought iron fixtures from the 70s, icing those up some. So it's really got this classic feel. And it has the feel now of a true boutique hotel. And they're trying to build on that. They've got, of course, the event space is still there, 1,200 square feet. And interestingly enough, when I was checking them out, it sort of brought me back to when the Sun News had its fire for the first couple of weeks after that fire.
We were officed out of the Ramada Palms.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So a couple of flashbacks going in there, but it was nice to see it again and see it all cleaned up. They've still got the lava lounge that's available for parties, and a couple of times a month they'll do Flamenco Fridays in there.
That's right.
And it's a $15 ticket. You get 2.5 hours of great entertainment, some of the best regional flamenco music and dancing that you're going to find. And they've got that, I think the next one is coming up in late October, and they advertise that, of course, on their Facebook and on social media and on their website. And it's a great chance to go in, get some good music. You can have a drink brought over. They've got free tapas there at the lounge, and it is kind of like you mentioned Lou's place, Lucas Cigar.
Lucas Pipe and Tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure I get that right. Still love that place. You know, I did a story on it a while back. And you just walk in, and it's got this great smell. You just can't beat that smell of good, high-quality tobacco. And he's now got a smoking patio.
The smoking patio.
Where you can go out, have a drink brought to you, kick back, relax. I know you can be found there on occasion.
I can be found there. It's my second office. My office away from the office.
Yeah, and so some great things going on there. It's nice to see some life coming back to that as a a destination, not just for business meetings, for quinceañeras, for everything that you've got going.
Real quickly, nonprofit column.
Very good column this week by Nancy Barnes-Smith, looking at some of the flashpoints that occur in nonprofits. She tells you what to look for, gives you some great advice about how to avoid some of these hotspots.
And Gary Sandler?
Finally, we've got great news. Gary Sandler is reporting that this looks to be the best year for home sales in Las Cruces, price and volume, in the last decade. So that's good to see.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, Jason.
Sounds good, Edmundo.